The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. What exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's cabinet at sebgorka.com.
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, indeed. As a tribute to Bill Withers, who we just lost, we are playing some of his songs here in America First. 81 years old, a man who had a different style, a different voice, a different mood, but a seminal part of American culture. Rest in peace, Bill Withers. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, across the nation to millions of listeners. And don't forget, viewers as well, because we are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. And if you miss any segment, just go to my YouTube channel, subscribe. And don't forget, we also post every hour on Instagram TV as well. You know, I have to ask this. I haven't broached this question. Who do I ask? Who's the biggest radio pro here? That old guy. What's his name? Mr. G. Mr. G, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you allowed? Is a host allowed to have his friends on his show as guests?
Absolutely.
Really? That's not like kind of cheating?
Looks like we're doing it.
Yes, we are. I just wanted Mr. G's permission. That's all I wanted. I think I got it. It is so exciting to have somebody on the show who is a great patriot. A man who is changing this country for the better. I don't like the word philanthropist. It kind of leaves a strange taste in the mouth. I just like to call him a Christian and a man who is the former CEO of Freeze Associates and a great American, Foster Freeze. Welcome to America First.
Well, Seb, I can't tell you how flattered and complimented I am you to invite me. You've got quite a following and so many Americans love your story of patriotism and how much you love America, that to be a guest on your show is a real honor.
Well, look, the honor is ours, truly. I just have one question to ask you, Foster. How large a 10-gallon hat are you wearing right now?
Well, you know, all through Wyoming, they say there's that Freeze guy, all hat and no cattle.
Oh, he has cattle. He has cattle. How much money at the Turning Point USA Gala, if you're allowing me to embarrass you, I was there in Mar-a-Lago, and that amazing young man, Charlie Kirk, was having a fundraiser. And thanks, I think, to your wife, you decided at the dinner to support Turning Point USA with how much of your wealth?
Well, Charlie had hoped we'd replicate what we did a year ago by $1 million challenge grant. So we got up there, and I kind of complained about the millennials. Like, Charlie, think money goes on trees. And my wife said, come on, $1 million's not enough. And I said, what about two? What about three? She kept hugging me on. So we finally challenged the audience that we'd give $5 million. And lo and behold, if they didn't surpass it with another $6 or $7 million. So I saw Charlie yesterday and said that has really allowed them to sustain themselves through this period. So he's a very deserving young guy, loves America, loves the Lord. He's an all-American all-star just like you, Seb.
No, Charlie Kirk has done amazing things, and I have said it on this show hundreds of times, one of the four most important organizations in America, along with the NRA, the Heritage Foundation, Judicial Watch, is Turning Point USA. God bless you, and God bless your wife, Lynn, for making you do that. Foster, why are you doing what you're doing? Why, you know, a lot of people who've been super, super successful, they go off, they get their yachts, they get their private jets and they just collect sports cars or whatever it is, or fine paintings. Why are you in reinvesting in America?
Well, I have to tell you a sad story about Lynn first. I'm sure her tears were streaming down her streaks, looking out. Streaming down her cheeks, gazing through our living room window. She was just beside herself. But then I finally decided to let her in.
You are so naughty. I'm going to tell her you told that. And millions of people now know your wicked sense of humor. I am going to have fun at your expense with Lynn the next time I see her. Behave. Behave, young man.
Well, but it's, there's some great improvements because since the quarantine, she's come up with a new corn chowder recipe, chili recipe, steak dinner last night.
Will you stop before it?
Before the quarantine, she thought cooking was a Chinese city.
This guy.
Well, anyway.
You know what I like about you, Foster Freeze? You are of a certain age. You have a distinguished silver head of hair. But I think you're really at heart about 17 years old. And I can relate to that.
My mental age is
14. So I think that's why we connect.
Well, my wife and I are madly in love. We giggle all. We laugh a lot all day. But to your question, why do this? And it's very obvious that I was struggling with my life. Lynn and I were almost scurrying with divorce. My kids and I were estranged. I was making over $100,000 a year in the business I started, but ran into boredom. It just wasn't very fulfilling. And so I decided I need new management. And this guy, Jesus, looked pretty successful in terms of how he managed a few things, kind of grew a pretty large organization called Christianity through the world. So I said, hey, come on, be chairman of the board of my board. So he came on chairman of my board, and one of the things I learned is we've been set free to serve, and he's told all of us that I didn't come to serve. I came to be a servant. So yes. Jesus is that way. Why the heck shouldn't we be? It's people say I'm generous. I remind them it's not my money. It's the Lord's money. If it's mine, you wouldn't get one red dead cent.
Okay, let's get serious. You are a man of faith. I love that phrase. I'm going to steal that phrase. Jesus is the chairman of my board. I love that. Foster Freeze, we are in the midst of a national emergency. It is a global phenomena. It has resulted in 10 million people registering for unemployment in 2 weeks in America. You really understand the engine of growth that is the national economy. You understand free markets. From your perch as a man who not only loves America, but who has been incredibly successful as an entrepreneur, as a man who understands markets, will you talk to our millions of listeners and of viewers across the nation about how this affects America and how we could even come out of this stronger than when we went in?
Well, first, I want to alter one of your comments slightly. We don't have 10 million people unemployed because of the virus. We have 10 million people unemployed because of the reaction
to
the virus.
Correct.
And so we basically have to be very careful that the cure doesn't become worse than the disease. And if we allow this to continue on without any mitigation to try to get our people back to work. There's a lady who was a hairdresser on TV today, and she said, I walked out of my office, and that was it. I have no more income. So when people talk about trying to get people back to work, they chastise the wealthy by saying, you're just concerned about stock market values. And they don't think about all the people who are at her level, the hotel maids, all the people that are working at the very most important jobs that keep our economy running, who are not wealthy people. And if all these governors and politicians who are closing down and locking the doors, if they gave up their income for the same amount of time, so they cut off their checks, there'd be a lot more empathy. And I believe that we are risk takers, and we have to somehow decide how much risk are we willing to take. So far, the amount of deaths nowhere near to 599,000 a year we lost in 2017 from heart attacks or cancer, or even the respiratory and flu, I think the annual loss there is about 160,000 a year. So this is serious. It's a problem, and we have to pay attention to lies. But for those of who are at risk, they can quarantine themselves. They can stay in their home. But if someone wants to go have their hair done, that is not just the wealthy person who says, gee, I need my hair done. It's that person that does the hair. No one's thinking about the little guy.
Yes.
And you maybe know, Seb, I ran for governor in Wyoming last year. And after a very late start, I wound up winning the most Republican votes. But then the Democrats were able to come in and register as Republicans on that day and put me in second place. But one of the highlights of that campaign was going into a welding shop, and they had a picture of me afterward with a white shirt on, surrounded by eight guys who've been welding all day. And you imagine what they look like.
Yes.
And I suddenly fell in love with these guys. These are the people that we all ought to be looking out for. And would they vote for some of the things? Would they vote for $25 million to go to the Kennedy Center because that's part of the bill that they passed? And I think if we have a separation between the Kingdom of D.C. versus we out here in the colonies, they don't even talk to us. My mom dropped out of school at eighth grade to pick cotton to save the family farm, and she wouldn't understand some of the things they're saying, as well as the 70% of the Americans who don't have a college education. Why do they have to get in front of the audience and talk about clean CRs and exculpatory information? Why can't they say, instead of exculpatory information, there was some information that was favorable to the president?
Yeah.
They can say that, but they talk to each other, and they've left us out of the grid. So I think I would hope you could encourage this following campaign I want to launch starting yesterday. One bill, one subject.
I love it.
You can only have one subject, one bill.
You could revolutionize what you have called the Kingdom of Washington. He's Foster Freeze. He's an American patriot. Listen to this man. We have to get you back on the show for a longer interview. In the meantime, follow him at Foster Freeze, FreeFriess, and FosterFreeze.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Dana Loesch.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
Welcome, my friends, to GunBroker.com Second Amendment Friday. We are over the moon with regards to our new partnership with my favorite gun site on the planet. GunBroker.com makes it so easy. You visit one site to find and buy all the guns and accessories you need. If you are a gun enthusiast, bookmark their page and visit it at least once a day or more, like I do. Right now, I'm taking my son. We're going shooting this weekend. We're going to try this 50 cal Barrett that's been sitting in my safe for months, and I need something to shoot at. I'm looking at an AR-500 half-inch steel silhouette target from these guys, PH Brass and Bullets. $54 for a steel target I can shoot at till my heart's delight. That's what I'm going to bid on, and we remain so excited to have our partnership with GunBroker.com, our new title sponsor. Every Friday, celebrate the Second Amendment with me by going to GunBroker.com right now and discovering the perfect deal for you, and I mean it. If you can't find it there, you don't need it. Our Second Amendment guest this Friday is somebody that is a champion, a warrior for your Second Amendment rights, a true warrior princess, Dana Loesch. Welcome back to America First.
It is so good to be with you, Dr. Gorka, as always. Happy Quarantine Friday.
Thank you kindly. Call me Sebastian. Call me Sebastian.
It's the Southern Missouri in me.
You're so
I always
no, but go back to your goth days. Just say you're a goth again. I mean, it's okay. You can call me Dr. G or Seb. I know where you came from, my dear. I know these things. Okay, let's get down to work. I'm just going to pick two headlines. amazing stuff. This is from our buddies at Town Hall, and then theblaze.com. FBI says skyrocketing demand for guns has broken the record for background checks. Then at townhall.com, this is our buddy. You know who he is, John Lott Jr., Mr. Gun Statistics. He has written the book, More Guns, Less Crime. March has seen the biggest gun sales on record. I have to ask you personally, I find this a little bit abuse. I'm a huge gun guy. You know, as a son of a man who escaped communist prison, I was taught to shoot as soon as I could pick up a gun. But to go to the gun stores now, Dana, it's rather amusing to find dozens of people in there who wouldn't know the difference between an AR-10 and a howitzer saying, I need a gun now! Where were they for the last 5 years?
Yes, I know. And you know, it's sad, and I love the point that you're making about this, because I think there are some individuals that are kind of apathetic about it, and they don't realize the need or the importance of accessing and exercising that right until they absolutely have to have it. I mean, look at the headlines. You have different officials in different cities, whether it's in Los Angeles or in New York or wherever, that they're releasing criminals. I had a headline on my program just a couple of days ago where there were three level 3 child predators, that these were convicted people who were released from prison, and they were put up in hotels because the jails were worried about the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus. And I just kept thinking, well, isn't that kind of a hazard if you choose to behave in so barbaric a manner? And, you know, we're indulging this by not immediately having the death sentence for predators like this. And, okay, well, that's kind of what you sort of realize, that you should stay in prison, and that's kind of a hazard of committing the crime that you committed. But they're releasing criminals, and yet we're all supposed to shelter in our homes. And I think that there are a lot of people across the country, and in California also, I've seen photos of lines around the block for these gun stores, where they think, okay, well, we need to be able to protect ourselves, because the people that we trust, they're the ones who seem to be doing more to free some of these prisoners than they are making sure that our freedoms are protected. And I love seeing people go out there and get in line and purchase firearms. I hope that they also become so proficient, not just in terms of knowledge, but in the actual physical usage of their firearm, target acquisition, good grip, all of that, the safety, proper carrying. I hope that they become as proficient in that as well. And I think it sort of has kind of eliminated the gun control argument that we've heard the past several years.
Yes. I have to ask, you mentioned carry. What is your favorite carry piece right now, Dana Lash?
Oh, see, everyone, I think, expects me to have one. But
well,
I
no,
don't.
Today,
I
okay, what are you carrying? I'm not talking about your favorite pair of shoes, my dear. I'm saying, what are you carrying today?
Right now, I have a Sig P365.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
That's what I do.
She's trendy.
I tend to
she's
not
trendy.
Carry small. I tend to, that's pretty much one of the smallest things that I will carry. I actually literally set my wardrobe by caliber.
Of course you do. Get her book, Grace Cancelled. Check her out, danalash.com, and follow her, D-Lash, LOESCH. She's only got 1.1 million followers. I don't feel intimidated. Dana, tell us where people can listen to your daily show.
Yes, they can just go to danalash.com, and everything that they would want to access, the radio program, the podcast archives, the books, and so much more is all right there.
So tell us right now, we've got a couple of minutes with you in this segment and then one more segment with you, Dana. Tell us right now, what is your message as somebody who's been on this issue for years, is responsible, is an advocate, never stands down? What is your message to those who've just bought a gun and those who haven't gone to the store yet and are worried and finally they've woken up to, hey, this Second Amendment thing, I think it's important? What is your primary message to those newbies out there?
Well, I would tell them, welcome to the Second Amendment family, first and foremost. And we're glad that they got here. It's not when they got here, it's that they are here.
Right.
And that they recognize the importance of that right. And for the people who are sitting on the fence about it, you know, I never want anyone who doesn't want to own a firearm or who doesn't feel confident enough in themselves to carry it to have one. But the individuals that go out and purchase and they take the training and they become good. Because I don't think anyone goes out and purchases a firearm and thinks that upon completion of, you know, their background check and their 4473 that they're going to have this knowledge magically transferred to them. But I would tell them welcome and to buy more because, you know, honestly, I look at firearm ownership the way I do having a diversified portfolio, as you would. That's how I kind of approach it. And to get their primary, the rifle, to have their to get their pistol. And I to reach out to people. So in California, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, great organization. States have organizations state by state that can help them with stuff. But this is the importance of it, because we're not worried about tyrannical deer breaking down our doors. It is a check on the government, and correct. It is an uncomfortable conversation for some people in media to have, but thus there it is, and we need to be historically accurate.
This is so important that the first point you made, if you're not comfortable with the idea of having a gun, don't buy one. It is a psychological decision. It's a decision of responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's something that you must be prepared to get the training for and to practice with. That is a crucial, crucial part of being a responsible gun owner. Follow D. Lash right now on Twitter, LOESCH, and check out her great book on cancel culture. It's called Grace Cancelled. DanaLash.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Dana Lash in a moment here on America First on the Gun Broker Second Amendment Friday. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit the notification bell twice, and remember, as always, our website 24/7. You can listen to and watch this show, SebGorka.com, SebGorka.com. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com is the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, accessories, and a whole lot more. The gun selection is truly unmatched, with over 1 million daily listings. At gunbroker.com, you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I did. It was a Bren 10. Oh, yes. And if you know what that means, you'll understand. Shop at gunbroker.com today, like me. We are back with our special guest. I couldn't think of a better Second Amendment guest than Dana Lash. Follow her right now, D. Lash, LOESCH, and check out her incredible book. It's about the cancel culture. It's about the role of grace in today's secular world. It is called Grace Cancelled. Dana, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. So good to be with you.
Now, look, I know the president. I worked for the president as a candidate. I worked for him in the White House as his strategist. I know his kids. I consider Don Jr., Eric, to be buddies of mine. I know Jared. He's a friend. And I know that, you know, Don Jr., big, big, big gun guy. He's a hunter. He's a gun mm-hmm. guy. But even I was surprised. Were you a little surprised when you saw that announcement from the Department of Homeland Security, Cyber and Counterterrorism Division saying, as far as the federal government is concerned, gun manufacturers and gun stores, FFLs, are essential industries? How did you react to that? Were you expecting that?
I was pleased. I did expect it, actually, because I've spoken to the president about this issue before, and I know that he understands the importance of the Second Amendment. I mean, obviously, he's not out there as much as some of his family members are hunting. He's in D.C. He's trying to hold it down. But he understands it, and he respects it. And I think that there aren't enough people in media that give him credit for that. And to that point, I was really pleased to see it. I did actually expect something like this to happen. But I think it was the question of when. I was wondering when this decision was going to come down, when this announcement would be, because I kept seeing all of these different, for instance, Villanueva out in Los Angeles County. I kept seeing all these different lawmakers and these different sheriffs in these very left-leaning areas make these proclamations about how gun stores are not essential. And I thought at some point there's going to have to be something that comes down on this. And sure enough, there it was. So I was very pleased to see that because it is essential. This is an essential function. We're talking about constitutional rights here, and constitutional rights, in my perspective, and in the perspective of a lot of legal minds out there, that's not something that changes according to situation, at least not like Villanueva was presenting it when he was saying that they were not essential and that they needed to close.
Don't you think that's a remarkable turnout for the books, that somebody who is as clearly as much of a panderer and a virtue signaler as Villanueva in Los Angeles County backtracked on his decision? That's Los Angeles County, Dana.
Yeah, no, and I saw the statement that he released after this statement from DHS came out, after the president's decision on it came out. He said, well, he kept saying that it was, you know, it's strictly in an advisory manner. Well, he can say that all he wants to, but he realized that he was outbested. He was bested by the president and DHS on this, that this is essential. And unfortunately, I feel bad that people in LA County don't have the kind of leadership like we have in Texas, where I am, the great Republic of Texas. And our governor was like, yes, not only do we have gun stores that are essential, but you know, our churches, if they're practicing, you know, following the CDC guidelines, doing the distancing, et cetera, you know, this is also something that is considered essential. So I appreciate the careful walk that the administration is making. And that's a point to this, if you don't mind, that I really want to drive home with people.
You've got 60 seconds. Drive it home, Dana.
Yes. People have screamed that Trump is a fascist, and now they're screaming that he's not a fascist. And I love the fact that the president has been walking a very careful line and respecting civil liberties while also doing all that the administration can and making sure people are informed and safe. I very much appreciate that as a limited government person.
Yes, indeed. The way he has walked that fine line between what federal government, the inordinate powers that federal government has with the DOD, DHS, and you name it, and allowing the governors and the states to take responsibility.
That's why they're elected.
That's that exactly.
He can't shut down states. He does not have the constitutional authority to shut down states. Some of these people need to go back to school.
A knowledgeable woman, a wonderful warrior for the Second Amendment and the founding principles of the Republic. She is our friend, Dana Lash. Please support her right now. Go to danalash.com and buy Grace Cancelled and follow her on Twitter. So she gets 2 million followers. It's D Lash, LOESCH. Stay safe, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. PJ Melanie, don't go anywhere. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that is drug-free, and pain relief that works. How do I know that? Because I've been taking it for 16 months. It has rid me of my lower back pain, and I took a treble dose every day since my knee surgery. It is that good. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, the incredible father and son team behind Relief Factor, want to hear your success story so that more Americans can be liberated from their daily pain. Please call Relief Factor. It's free, 800-500-8384, and then hit option 5. That's 800-500-8384, option 5. Make your story known. And then if you haven't ordered Relief Factor, what are you waiting for? Do it now, man. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day, to find out if Relief Factor can work for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Sebastian Gorka back with your calls on 833-334-6752.
Of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
I have a Jewish friend who every Sabbath every, you know, in preparation for Sabbath every Friday sends me something. His motto for today is, life is all about how you handle Plan B. Isn't it ever? Thank you, Steve, my friend. If you are looking for something to watch this weekend, can I recommend one of my favorite recent movies? You heard him at the top of the show, Adam Carolla, and my colleague Dennis Prager have a new movie. It's called No Safe Spaces. It is about how political correctness is taking over our country and what it will take to defeat it. Special guests include Ben Shapiro, Tim Allen, and Jordan Peterson. Go to nosafespaces.com to download, to stream, to order DVDs, and you'll get 25% off if you use the code SAVE25. That's nosafespaces.com. Promo code SAVE25. We have a full call board. V, Mark, PJ, Clifford, Melanie, thank you so much. Let's go straight to the person who's been waiting the longest so patiently. PJ in Denver, line 3. Welcome.
Thank you, Sebastian.
You're welcome.
My statement is regarding a response to the president's request for everything to be finished by Easter.
Yes.
And I would call upon God and ask everyone else to do so in my hearing range, especially Jew and Gentile, and all of those who do not know who God is, to take the word of God that says, prove me this day, and just call on him and say, not a regular prayer, just say, God, please show up. Will the real God, even those who don't know who the real God is, just say, will God please show up and see what he does?
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful, beautiful objective. That concept, the president gave us that vision, that symbolism of American rebirth, resurrection for Easter Day. We shouldn't give it up, and we should pray about it, all of us, that we get this nation off its knees as soon as possible and back on track. God bless you, PJ. Thank you for being so very, very patient with us. Let's go to V in Pittsburgh, line 1. Welcome back, V.
Yes, what I have to say is our Constitution gives only American citizens the right to bear arms. Only American citizens. That's a right only American citizens have in this country.
Okay. Why are you making that point, V?
Because people might think that anybody has the right to bear arms in our country.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Well, in fact, in practice, they do. So when I was a legal immigrant to the United States, when I married an American and I became a green card holder, I was permitted to own firearms. And in the state of Virginia, God bless the Commonwealth as it was when I moved here, I was even permitted to have a concealed carry permit, which shocked me and all of my European friends that an immigrant to America who's still an immigrant can have a gun and can actually carry a gun if they have the requisite training. So, V, it might say so in the Constitution that the rights of Americans to bear arms shall not be infringed, but over time it has also been increased to include legal residents, I'm afraid.
But when the Constitution did not say what type of arms that the citizens should have.
Correct.
It makes no stipulation.
Correct.
And when they try to bring all kinds of rules in, and they are infringing on the right to the American citizens to bear arms.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And at the time of the Revolutionary War, the colonial forces had even better weapons than the Redcoat British. God bless you, V. Yes, thank you indeed. Let's go to Melanie, who's been waiting a long time. Line 5, Melanie in California. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Sebastian. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course.
My parents got to meet you at William Jessup University back in October.
That was
19.
A great event.
Really was. I was in New York at the time, so... my 2 points, it's been interesting, especially for me, to watch what California, as well as New York City, have been doing back and forth throughout this. You know, San Francisco doing kind of shelter in place,
yes.
And then New York City shutting down 21,000 restaurants, and then California making these recommendations for businesses to close. And my question and concern is we're calling this social distancing, which, as it started, that's innocent enough. And as this has gone on, it's really turning more into self-isolation, which goes against human nature. And I'm concerned how long we can actually sustain this, because there's such a wave of emotions that come with.
But not only that, Melanie, not only that, somebody made the point. I was listening to a British podcast, my friend James Dellingpole, who's a regular here. Imagine who you're doing the greatest damage to when we have this social distancing, which turns into isolation. It's the people that we've said are the most vulnerable. When we're saying that you can't even go and see your grandma, what is that doing to your grandmother?
Well, 100%. And the other example, I have a friend whose father is in the hospital at the moment in Germany, and she couldn't go see him.
Yeah.
And that surprised me. That really hadn't happened in America yet. And I said, but they've done research all over the world where babies that are born to drug moms, you know, when the babies are held, they heal more quickly. Human touch and human contact is so important for health and healing.
No, I mean, look, we are social animals. We aren't just a body and an intellect. The thing that separates us from the animal kingdom that we are the stewards of is the fact that we have a soul, and a soul is nourished not only with our discussions, our contact with our Creator, our relationship to our Savior, but is nourished by those around us who love us and that we love. So we have to. I know the president is struggling with this every single day, hitting the balance. But right now, we are erring on the side of overreacting. You heard Dr. Fauci, and it is having a toll on the American people. God bless you, Melanie. Best to your mother and father. Don't go anywhere. Mark, Peter, Clifford, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, natural, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans are being liberated right now from their daily pain because of this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. If you haven't tried it, please go now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com. If you've taken Relief Factor, if you've found liberation from your pain and you haven't shared your story with us, will you do so? Pete and Seth want to hear your story so they can get it to as many of your fellow Americans, family members, people you've never met before who also need help. Please call them. It's a free call. 800-500-8394. Press option 5 and just leave your message. Just record your message of success with Relief Factor. Go to 800. Call 800-500-8384 and press option 5 to record your story of liberation from daily pain. And if you haven't taken Relief Factor yet, if you haven't tried it, what are you waiting for? Do it today. You won't regret it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. As the president says, you should be. What have you got to lose? Be the next success story. I take it. You should too. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back with the MAGA update here on America First.
This is the Making America Great Update with Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You may be social distancing, but that doesn't mean you can't support the president. You need all the rhetorical ammunition you can get. And that's why every Fire Friday, ready for the weekend, we go to Mr. G to get our MAGA app update. All the things you need to know that the mainstream press wants to keep from you. Mr. G, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, biggest three stories of the week.
All right, the White House Coronavirus Task Force this week, they froze foreign aid after finding out that medical supplies were heading overseas from the United States. They found out about a shipment was actually going to be headed to Thailand that was with medical supplies. So they put a moratorium on no medical supplies going overseas, and they actually stopped that shipment as well.
Funny, I don't remember seeing that on CNN. I think that's the definition of America First. What next?
Vladimir Putin calls to reduce oil production after a phone call with Donald J. Trump in Saudi Arabia. He released a statement today saying we're ready to reach terms with partners within the framework of OPEC. We're ready to cooperate with the United States on this issue and also agree to participate in an OPEC meeting next week to make sure prices don't become too high or too low in the crisis.
So Saudi Arabia was at war with Russia over the price of oil, and the president makes one phone call?
And the price of oil is up about 47% since.
You know what they're going to say next, Jeff? I can see it right now. Vladimir Putin is President Trump's puppet. They're going to switch it, right?
Of course they will, yeah.
All right, what's the third one, buddy?
The Trump's PayPal protection program.
That's fresh. That's the latest news,
yes,
right?
That's the small business loans. They went live today.
Already?
Yes, and by 11 a.m. they had granted almost 2,000 loans with 239 different banks. They're making a big deal out of that because it's a lot of local banks, so it's going to smaller businesses.
Wow.
And about $786 million was funded by today.
But hang on, that press conference was last night.
Yes.
And they're already making loans.
What do you call it? The speed of what?
The speed of Trump. That is the MAGA update. Incredible. Press conference last night on helping small businesses from the White House, and they're already making loans to small businesses using more than 200 banks, including local banks. Wow. That's what he's doing for you. That's what he's doing for America. Whether it's stopping medical supplies from leaving this country or whether it's stopping a feud, an economic trade war between Russia and Saudi Arabia. That's the speed of Trump. That's the power of Trump. Fabulous work. Let's post those stories on our Twitter feeds. Let's post them on the Facebook pages as well, because you need to know everything that this man and his administration is doing for all Americans. I'm going to break my rules a little bit in the third hour. We're going to take some calls at the top because we've got Peter, we've got Clifford with a great question, and Mark as well, who wants to talk about the disgusting things that they're doing to Mike Lindell. Wherever you are, wherever you're doing, stay safe. Don't do anything else. Stay by the radio and don't touch that dial. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.